ABC Radio Australia.
To Fiji now, where the country's most extensive marine survey has found clear signs of decline in many coastal areas, with coral reefs under growing pressure from overfishing, pollution and climate change. Surveys at 270 sites for the Blue Prosperity Fiji Ocean Science Expedition show fish stocks are thinning and coral cover is falling, confirming what local fisherfolk have long observed. The scientists that led the six-month expedition in 2023 released their first report this week and say without stronger protection and enforcement, things will get worse. Meanwhile, government ministers at the report's launch described it as a wake-up call and promised the data would be used to inform Fiji's marine spatial plan, which aims to protect at least 30% of oceans by 2030. Leading the expedition was the Waite Institute, a non-for-profit organisation embedded within the government. Its science director, Dr. Andy Estep, spoke to our Fiji reporter, Lithe Mavono.
Status quo is a downward trend. That reality is true in Fiji, that reality is true in the region, that reality is true globally. So if we look at status quo, you know, maybe it's not going down as fast, but y'all have less fish, you have more people, you have more demand, you're suffering increased global impacts, and the reality is times have changed, the rules have changed. The way that traditional governance systems engage with the modern environmental reality is different. The cultural reality is different. So, unsurprisingly, their hope spots are really, I mean, we saw spawning aggregations in the broad daylight. We saw active spawning happening on the Great Sea Reef. You don't really get to see these things all the time without knowing where to go find them. So we happened across them. There were things we got to observe where we saw, you know, thousands of fish on a single dive site aggregating and spawning. These are great signs. We also saw places where we counted like five species of fish on a single dive. So there are clear signs of impact. Unsustainable development, I think, plays a role. The loss of habitat is something that has been, you know, almost every report that I've read in Fiji underscores the importance of ridge-to-reef management. You all get a lot of rain. You have a big landmass. Nutrients run downhill. They go into your watersheds. They go into your waterways. They end up in the ocean. So everything you're doing on land finds its way into the sea and has an impact, along with everything you take out of the sea. So these impacts begin to compound and foster this new reality of the downward status quo. Overfishing is happening in Fiji. It's measurable, it's cited, and I believe every study that the NGOs and the government have done, it's not a mystery that it's happening, but to the degree where, how much, when, this is why this work is important. We need to do these often, every 2 years, and then in 10 years from now, we can know a different truth. We can have a finer-tuned understanding of the status quo, and probably where there are some hopeful stories, where there are communities that are at least maintaining and beginning to improve their resources. There's work that's been done by Dr. Peter Hauck and the coral reef monitoring teams in Micronesia. So these are partnerships and collaborations through the Micronesia Conservation Trust and the Micronesia Challenge. And they worked with communities that said, hey, we have a problem and we want you to help us with the power of science to understand what we can do, where we can set up our marine protected areas. And, you know, similar, I think, to what you've heard on the Pristine Seas work, recovery happened much faster than they anticipated. I mean, within 5 years, they were measuring it in their plots. So I there's just an incredible opportunity in Fiji to leverage what you all already know, is that Tambu works, protection works.
How much of our traditional methods of conservation is being fed by science?
I would say that traditional knowledge is scientific inherently. It's just cultivated and curated differently. You don't store it in a computer. You hand it down in really specific ways. The richness of protocol in Fiji was taught to us. They were worried, you know, you brought a bunch of white people in from the United States and they need to know how to act and they need to know how to behave. And I was just amazed at the depth of cultural protocol, and that is scientific. That carries over into how you develop and cultivate your understanding of the natural environment, and it takes a tremendous amount of time. And it's been done for so long that it's been able to be distilled into really simple sayings that seem unscientific, but they're not. So I would say that this is simply a tool and something that, you know, traditional leadership should have access to carry on as they have been. You know, they don't need scientists telling them to go, you know, do things a certain way. It's simply, you know, another knowledge base and another thread for them to weave into their governance.
Dr. Andy Estep, a science director at the White Institute, speaking there with Lithe Movono. Stay tuned on Pacific Beat, because coming up, we'll unpack an alarming report into palm scheme accommodation before heading to Bougainville for an update on the new government.